My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 13th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the long show, and it's a shorter long show than yesterday. Sorry, over half an hour yesterday. That's a bit too long. Today, Volkswagen say that their electric vehicles will match the profitability of their combustion cars earlier than planned. Herbert Diess at their annual general meeting saying that the shift from combustion engines to EVs is a central element of their new auto strategy. Today, our customers can buy an EV alternative to almost all our models, he says. They're still looking forward to expanding in the US, where their market share is only 8%, whereas in Europe, every fourth EV sold in Europe last year was a Volkswagen Group car. So work to do in China, work to do in the US, work to do everywhere, I guess, to go fully EV. And reiterating their plans for 6 gigafactories on the continent by 2030. EVs cheaper on a monthly basis than their gas-powered equivalents. A new study putting everything together. The cost of purchasing the car, running it, maintaining it, fueling it. They've looked at electricity prices in 50 states across America, local incentives, rebates, federal tax credit. And they came up with so many examples where actually, like the Kona Electric is cheaper than the combustion one. So the Ford F-150 Lightning Pro, the professional version, so much cheaper, $1,400 a year cheaper than buying the combustion version. So work to do there to educate people, our friends, relatives, people who want to go EV, just looking at the sticker price, which, yes, can be higher for EVs. But if you're going to pay monthly a finance agreement for your electric car and you pay that monthly, work out your other costs, divide by 12 and take it from an annual cost to a monthly cost and factor that in as well. Now, let's talk a little bit about Fisker. They're going to have their second EV built by Foxconn. Foxconn this week just completed their purchase of a factory in Ohio, the old Lordstown plant, which is the old GM assembly plant. And they're going to make Fisker's second EV, the PEAR, the Pear. Hey, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Fisker's first EV isn't out yet, but they reiterate they're on track for production beginning in Europe in November. Ducati, the famous Italian name on two wheels, launches in the UK today with their legendary brand, coming with some personal EVs, things like scooters and folding e-bikes and stuff, starting at £299. Good timing, because sometime in the next year, in this session of Parliament, the UK government do want to create a new category of low-speed, zero-emission vehicles and legalise e-scooters. Delaware extending their electric vehicle rebate program. Drivers in Delaware switching to EV will continue to enjoy more savings as that program has been extended through the end of the year. Norway scrapping their EV sales tax exemption because until now you haven't had to pay your tax, unlike buying a combustion car. It's one of the levers they pull to get you to buy an EV in Norway. They're going to replace it with a subsidy for EVs costing less than $50,000 equivalent. Japan's Subaru confirming they will build an EV plant, but not until 2027. In 2025, they'll launch a mixed production line of combustion and electric, and then EV only towards the end of the decade. No specifics on whether they'll also make Toyotas in that factory as well. Elon Musk earlier this week said that the Tesla would add industry connectors to their superchargers, but because he used the word ad, I think everyone's kind of jumped to conclusions and presumed that they'll be kind of dual head units like some of the old V2s over here. Well, he might have been talking about an adapter. We don't know. He was non-specific. So just to mention that lots of articles around saying, oh, CCS is being added. Well, he could have meant CHAdeMO. He could have meant. He wasn't specific. So let's just wait and see and we'll find out. An adapter would make sense. It would save Tesla having to foot the cost of all those retrofits and you know, make the drivers of non-Teslas pay for those adapters. I don't know. We'll wait and see. Now, a quick mention for fleets. There's been a big event this week, the Advanced Clean Transport Expo, and Navistar's CEO and president saying it could take till the end of the decade for commercial fleets to move electric. And that's briefly